It's called On the Way to School. And it gets started from looking at, in Chicago there are a lot of buildings that have been painted, flat brick high-rise that have been painted with all kinds of exotic facades, so that from a distance they look like Greek, Roman, Renaissance architecture. And they're rather intriguing, even though you know that they're only painted. And it's a poem in part is about the way art, all art leaves out things. On the way to school, even a lover of the bare truth must admit this new facade painted on the high rise is a big improvement over the blank face. Pillars and capitals freshly applied with a golden pediment and a frieze. They seem to float above the bare bricks like a blurred dream, an admission of how much beauty the bricks left out. Even art that remembers to build beauty in has to confine itself to a single theme and exclude most of the beautiful truths available. Even the epic I like to teach each fall, where the great battle is still raging, every hour more proof of how angry Achilles is. His friends keep losing ground, and he still won't help. What Homer leaves out to concentrate on a war, he points to openly in the similes. It relieves him to say the battle turns at the hour when the woodcutter loads his wagon and heads home, to compare soldiers crowding in for a kill to summer flies clustering on a milking pail. When Achilles yields to Priam and unties the corpse of Hector from his chariot, he seems to guess that something has been left out in his quest for glory, as his quest for glory reminds me what I miss to rebuff the world. This morning, on my way to school, the sun striking the high rise head on turns its painted face so shimmery the illusion takes me in. Marble as rich in detail as the real marble of the city hall put up when the romance of commerce and self-rule was still strong. Elmira and Arcade in friendly competition with Troy and Ithaca. Doric columns rising 100 feet from the forest for a city that didn't exist then and doesn't now. No details are left out when Homer stops the fighting for 1,000 lines to describe the world crowding the face of Achilles' shield. Here are the two cities in gold relief, the wedding, the trial in the marketplace, the harvest and the harvest festival. Boys and girls dance on the polished dancing floor. All this Achilles carries on his arm, which seems to mean he knows when he sees death coming what life includes, what exactly death leaves out.